The Indiana Secretary of State's office is reporting problems with voter registration information. In a statement released today, the office says some Hoosier voters are reporting their birth dates or first names appear incorrectly in the state's voter registration system. When that information is incorrect, it can make it more difficult for voters to determine whether they're registered, and it could lead some people to believe they're not registered when, in fact, they are. The office's statement goes on to suggest that voter fraud might be involved. Valerie Warcha is a spokesperson for the Secretary of State's office.
We had people who called into the office who voted in the primary who said, I got in Indiana voters, and I looked for myself, and I couldn't find myself. Then I called the county and discovered that my date of birth or my name had been changed. And from there, we ran a report and compared it to other years, because we do have times where people change their name. Maybe they don't want to be Michael anymore. Maybe they want to be Mike, or maybe they had a typo in their date of birth. So you do have some normal changes, but we noticed that the changes in dates of birth and names were higher than normal. And so that's when we passed this information along to the state police.
It's not clear how the Secretary of State's office determined that the number of changes was abnormal. Warcha would only say that the number was, quote, unusually high, unquote. Warcha declined to answer questions from WFHB News Director Joe Crawford.
And when you say unusually high, do you have any numbers? What would be typical and what you're seeing now?
No, I can't turn over any of that because that's all part of the state police investigation, but I can tell you it was in the thousands.
So this was in the thousands, and it wouldn't usually be in the thousands. There wouldn't usually be thousands of changes?
I can't really get into any more specifics than that.
So you say it was thousands. Over what period of time?
Can't get into any more specifics of the period of time. That's all now part of the state police investigation.
You can't say over what period of time there were thousands? Because that seems like that's a huge... That seems to be a big determination of whether or not it's, you know, significant or not.
I cannot. That's all part of the state police investigation.
Warcha went on to say that if the changes to the voter registration system are actually the result of fraud, it would mean someone, or some group, somehow fraudulently filed thousands of applications, one form for each altered registration. In the scenario she describes, the fraudster would also have needed to somehow obtain the driver's license numbers for the affected voters. Those numbers are required with each application. Warcha says she doesn't know if any particular group of voters, such as Democrats or Republicans, have been more affected by the changes. WFHB reached out to Brown County Clerk Brenda Woods. Woods says she has not heard about any unusual activity concerning voter registration information in her area, but she says in recent years there have been routine issues with birth dates.
When we switched over into the statewide system, a lot of our voter registration cards from our way back, like in people that were born in maybe the 20s or 30s or 40s, they just had their age on their voter registration cards. So they got put in the system as 1-1-1940, whatever year they figured they were born. And then when people come in to check to see if they're registered, they'll say, I wasn't born January 1st. So then we would update a birth date.
It is not yet clear if the issue that Woods described is related to the problems identified today by the Indiana Secretary of State. WFHB did reach out to officials at the Monroe County Clerk's Office, but we didn't receive calls back by our deadline. The state's claims of voter fraud come as Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has publicly said he believes this year's election is rigged. Trump has warned of large-scale voter fraud, although he has not produced evidence for his claim.
The new fraud claims from the Secretary of State also come after the state government has been accused of suppressing African-American voter registration in Indiana. State police raided the offices of a group called the Voter Registration Project on October 4th, 1 week before the registration deadline. Police say they suspected the organization of fraud, though no charges have been filed. As many as 45,000 voters, many of whom are reportedly African American, may not be able to vote November 8th because their applications were seized. The raid is the subject of a new attack ad from a left-leaning political action committee called Patriot Majority USA.
45,000 citizens, almost all African Americans, could lose the right to vote. Victims of this police intimidation are speaking out.
They singled out one African American male, put him in handcuffs.
They lined us up against the wall, treat us like criminals.
We asked to talk to our attorney, but they wouldn't let us.
Hoosier voters who worry their voter registration information is not correct should first check at IndianaVoters.com. If they find a problem, they should contact their local county clerk's office or call 1-866-IN-1-VOTE.